Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
No! Stop that! You shouldn't do that! No! I don't want to! You can't make me! That little word, no, is a powerful word. Sometimes it's said, like I told the kids, to stop us from doing something. Sometimes it's said as a way to refuse to do something. In both cases, it makes things stop. And sometimes it is the right answer. Like with the kids, sometimes jumping on the bed needs to stop. But sometimes, like if a child says no to a parent, the parent might say, now what did you just say? Sometimes we want to say no to no. The slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. The slave said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, no. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Hey, wait, what did the master just say? He said no to the slaves, but they wanted to help. Right, the slaves are devoted to their master. They spend their lives serving him. And now they see something wrong in the world and they want to take care of it. They don't wait for that elusive, quote, somebody else to do something. They want to do something. But the master says, no. And we kind of want to say no to his no. Because it doesn't really make sense. This does not sound like the God we know. Right? I mean, doesn't God want us to speak out against injustice? Doesn't God want us to stand up against violence? Doesn't God want us to do something about hunger and homelessness and hurting people in the world? I mean, sure, we know that God's in charge, but we're also not stupid. We can see that there are some things in this world that are just not right. We totally understand where these slaves are coming from. Like them, we're devoted to God and spend our lives serving Him. So shouldn't God be happy? Shouldn't God be grateful when we want to take the initiative to fix things? In this text, the master says no. Now, for some Christians, that could sound like really good news. It could sound like they now have divine permission to just sit on their butts and do nothing. It sounds like God's approval for a Christian passivity. Basically, they can think it's God's responsibility, not mine. They can just come to worship on Sunday morning, if they even do that, and then just go on with the rest of their lives as they see fit. God doesn't want them to uproot the weeds, so they can just sit by, shake their head at the state of the world, and not do anything to help. And God supports that. But really, that's just stupid. Some things like hunger and homelessness and hurts are not good. They are not what God intends for God's good world. Those weeds should not be here. God knows that, and we know that. And besides, if we just sit back and do nothing, then the weeds will take over. It's just the way nature works. Scientifically, this is what the second law of thermodynamics deals with. It's about entropy, the measurement of change in a system from order to disorder. Or, for example, you know that if you don't get the weeds out of your garden, then the garden won't thrive. You know that if you don't clean your house, it will be a mess. You know that if you don't consciously tend a relationship, it will fall apart. Basically, if we don't do anything, then the weeds of the world take over. Destruction, decay, and death will prevail. And so we understand why these slaves are so eager to get rid of the weeds. They want to make the world a better place. What's so wrong with that? Well, go back to the text. But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn." The master says no, because the slaves are not as smart as they think they are. Consider it like this. Although the English translation uses the word weeds here, the original word was darnel, which is a plant that's indistinguishable from wheat until it's harvest time. Meaning, for all their good intentions, the slaves really couldn't tell the difference between the wheat and the weeds. They could do some serious harm to the wheat if they just started yanking things out like crazy. So does God just want us to stand by? Does God want us to do something about the things that are wrong in this world? Does God want us to be concerned about violence and human trafficking and the heroin crisis? Yes, of course God wants us to be concerned. Some weeds are pretty obvious. But do we always know what's a weed and what isn't? Not quite. Our job as slaves is not to gather the harvest, especially before it's time. Our job is to work in the field and help the weed to grow. Remember, we're the slaves, we're not the master. We are devoted to God and spend our lives serving Him. We don't give God orders, despite sometimes thinking we know better than God. And it's not always easy for us to tell the difference either. Like, what about ourselves? Although we like to think that we're wheat, we also know that we have a weediness in us too. Like thinking we know better than God. We are, as Martin Luther said, simultaneously saint and sinner. We are wheat and weeds at the same time. And we could think of it like this. The master is the wheat, and the slaves are the weeds. Despite their desire to have a mutiny and take over his command, despite our desire to run this world as we see fit, despite the weeds trying to take over the field still belongs to the master. He says no to the slaves. He says no to us. And he says no to the weeds being part of his design. Sometimes no is the right answer. Because some things just don't belong when God is in charge. So then why doesn't he just get rid of all the weeds once for all? Why doesn't he just get rid of all the bad stuff in the world? Wouldn't that make life so much better? Well, if he did, then the wheat wouldn't have a chance to flourish. Now, I don't mean that in the sense of we have to have the bad in life to appreciate the good. I mean it in the sense of if God did that, then nobody would be around to share his love with others. If God punished us the way we deserve for our sins, then we could never be the people God wants us to be. That's mercy. That's grace. Of course the master is concerned about the weeds. He's not stupid. But he's more concerned about the wheat being able to grow. Basically, the master is protecting the wheat from the slaves who think they know better. He's also protecting the slaves from themselves. Right, in the midst of all the problems of this world, in the midst of all the problems in your life, in the midst of all the problems within your own heart, God still wants the best for you. God wants you to grow and thrive and produce fruit. And even though the weeds were not part of the original design, God will not allow them to stop your growth. God is still here to protect you from others and from yourselves. And so if there's someone around you, or even that little voice in your head who's trying to cut you down, God is still here to say, no. I value that life. I treasure that life. I created that life, and you will not destroy it. God says no to us when we try to hurt others. And God also says no to others when they try to hurt us. And remember, in the end, all of the sinful stuff will be removed from you and from the world. Sin, death, and evil do not win now, and they will not win later. Jesus made sure of that with his cross and empty tomb. And so the master said no to uprooting the weeds, but what does he say yes to? He says yes to still being in charge of the world. He says yes to having fruitful wheat. And he says yes to bringing about new life in you and through you. Therefore, instead of being passive Christians who just sit around and do nothing, we are the devoted slaves who help the wheat to thrive. We nurture relationships. We take care of our society. We help the church to grow. We do something about hunger and homelessness and hurting people. We speak out against violence and human trafficking and the heroin crisis because the master wants life to thrive. We are still his slaves, and this is still his field. that's good news indeed. So in the name of the one who is stronger than any weed in this world, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.